Now we've got an article from the Harking Back feature that celebrates yesteryear. Fried delights which used to be wrapped in newspaper. Such is the reader appreciation for fish and chips, I'm featuring more of your chippy memories. Judy Hamblin told me, when I was a kid, there was a chippy near us run by a man who always had a ciggy on the go, with about an inch of ash, and you can imagine where that landed. We used to run in and ask for 3 pennyworth of chips with fag ash, and then run out again. In those days, chips were 3d for a small bag and 6d for the larger size. Those were the days. Marcus Moore said, "It brings back such fond memories of my nanny's house, as the lingering smell of chips from the nearby chip shop always evokes my childhood." In the 1940s and 50s, Gordon Davies' grandparents owned a fish and chip shop, and his family lived on site. The price of the chips was 3 old pence, and a fish was a shilling. Gordon said, "With the fish shop being open all day on a Friday, we used to go to the back door for a bag of chips. We were only allowed 1 3-cornered bag per day, and we used to put loads of vinegar on the chips. Then, when they were gone, we'd cut the bottom corner off and drink the vinegar. As I got older, I spent time in the afternoons with my uncles eyeing potatoes as they came out of the peeling machine and cutting newspapers into squares, ready for the evening openings. It had a hand-operated chipper with a handle you pulled down on to a potato placed on a square of blades. It looked lethal, and one of my uncles could chip the potatoes at an alarming rate. I could never work out how he managed to keep all his fingers."